RTS presents Nature Watch, a whole series of stories on Seychelles wildlife.
It was one of those popular Saturday nights at the Reef Hotel. Loud music, crowds of people, and no place to sit. Nursing a headache, I retired to the water's edge, where I made myself comfortable on the lighted pier. As I peered into the water, watching the fish darting under the light, I noticed that the bottom of the lagoon was covered with sausage-shaped objects. These were barbara, or sea cucumbers, moving slowly across the bottom. As I looked more closely, I noticed that they were sucking up sand and mud. For 50 million years, barbara have been eating sand and mud. There are about 35 species in Seychelles, and they all subsist on this strange diet. Some look like cucumbers. Others look like deformed, overcooked sausages. And one species even resembles a miniature pig. Many live in mud or sand, others under coral, and a few near the beach on exposed rocks. These animals feed by means of tentacles on their front ends. These tentacles are not often seen because the creatures will withdraw them when disturbed. The mouth is located at the center of the ring of tentacles. The table manners of the barbara are quite atrocious. The tentacles act like hands and grab sand in a slimy embrace. The animal then sticks one tentacle at a time into its mouth, scraping off the particles. The barbara is probably the only animal in the world that dines by sticking its hands in its mouth and sucking them clean. The sand in its stomach is partially dissolved by acidic juices. Blue-green algae in the sand is digested by special enzymes. Recently, scientists have discovered that the skeletons of many marine animals have a protein glue holding them together. Barbara are able to digest this protein and gain sustenance from it. After digestion, the sand that has been reduced to very fine particles is spewed out. These living vacuum cleaners are so effective and abundant in some of our bays that they pass the entire top layer of sand in the lagoon through their stomachs every year, reducing the size of the sand grains to much finer particles. Every time you go to the beach, you are obliged to sit on sand that has gone through the bellies of barbara many times, disgusting as that may sound. The table manners of barbara may be horrendous, but they have another habit that is even more disgusting. When attacked by a predator or stepped on by a swimmer, a barbara will vomit its insides. This white spaghetti that many Seychellois are too familiar with is actually much of the animal's stomach and intestines. The spaghetti is then eaten by the predator, which leaves the barbara alone. However, some species excrete poisonous spaghetti, which swells into threads that trap and kill the predator. The poison can even be toxic to humans. It is well known in Seychelles that some barbara can squirt liquid that causes blindness if it touches the eye. Poisons or not, any attacking enemy gets occupied long enough by the sticky spaghetti to give the Bambara a chance to escape by burrowing itself deeper into the sand. Sometimes, a scared Bambara will commit suicide by spewing out its bowels. But usually, the animals are able to live and regrow a new set of organs in a short while. There is no limit to the Bambara's outrageous behaviors. A Bambara is probably the only animal that breathes through its backside. Unlike most animals that have the breathing apparatus located in the head or mouth area, a Bambara breathes through its anus, gulping water into a set of gills and bringing oxygen to all its parts. Since the anus is always open and unguarded, a small fish has evolved the ability to wriggle in and out of the Bambara. This pearlfish uses only some species of Bambara as a hideout during the day. At night, it leaves and forages for small crustaceans in the sand. If you gently collect some Bambara from the sea and bring them ashore, you may be able to squeeze a pearlfish out of certain species. Perhaps as strange as the facts about the Bambara's life is the fact that some people eat these animals. There is a large trade in Bambara in the Far East, where certain species are dried and used in soups and stews. Known as trepang or bêche de mer, this delicacy is also supposed to be a potent aphrodisiac. Not all species are edible. Here in Seychelles, there are two edible species, the black and white teatfish, known as cocotier blanc and cocotier noir on the outlying islands. A trade in trepang to the Far East has existed in the Seychelles since the turn of the century. The highest export figure was 10 tons a year in the 1930s. Today, some Seychellois still export trepang, but only in small quantities, about 1 to 2 tons per year. Certainly, no sea creature is weirder than the Bambara. All living organisms, especially human beings, have their eccentricities. But everything about the Bambara seems bizarre. What else can be said about an animal that, among other things, eats mud and sand, dines by sticking its fingers in its mouth, breathes through its anus, and is able to vomit its intestines and live? However, the ecological importance of the Bambara should not be underestimated. Bambara create thousands of tons of fine sand for our beaches every year. They also play a vital role in preventing marine organisms like corals from being covered with sand and sediments. Certain discoveries, not too long ago, may transform Bambara into very important animals as far as humans are concerned. Scientists investigating the Bambara poisons have isolated a compound called holothurin. Holothurin has been successfully used in treating cancer and reducing the size of tumors in laboratory animals. Further research by Japanese scientists have uncovered another chemical from Bambara, which is highly active against fungal infections. In the past few years, biologists from around the world, including the United States and the USSR, have come to the Seychelles to collect marine organisms that may have medical properties. Some of the organisms that show great promise in yielding powerful pharmaceuticals are Bambara. The disgusting Bambara may one day save us from cancer and other diseases. So, please tread lightly when you see one while swimming.